Now for our responsive reading this morning, if you will turn to the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, and there are Bibles in the pew racks there, and it gives you the page on the pew rack Bible, John 20, the 1st to the 18th verses, having to do with the resurrection of our precious Lord and Savior. We will read responsively. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth a stone taken away from the sepulchre. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre.
So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre.
And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Might be well to mention there that the other disciple was much younger than Peter. It was John. And there's something very gentle here, isn't there, about this? Would be well if we thought about it sometimes today. John the younger waits for Peter the older to come and go in. I think there's such a gentleness there about the spirit of the apostle John. You notice it says that he outran. Did you notice that? He outran Peter. Well, there was a day I could outrun my sons. But frankly, I can't outrun them anymore. And so there's a very gentle thought here that the Lord places before us all, for the young and for those that are older. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
And when him also by one of the disciples, which came first himself, and saw
him. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead.
And then the disciples went away again unto their own home.
You know, it's strange, isn't it, how the disciples forgot so quickly. At the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus was with Moses and Elijah, you remember that it says that Jesus spoke to them about his coming decease. And Peter, James, and John were there. And then he spoke about having to give his body and that he would be killed. He warns them ahead of time. They forget all of this. You know, they forget that he's going to die, and they forget that he said he would build the temple again. And it says right in the scripture, and he spoke of his own body. So that all of these things they had there, they had the Old Testament prophecies that even though he would be cut off, yet would he see his seed, which was yet to come, those who'd be born again. And so the disciples can forget, we can forget so quickly the glorious message of Christ. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre.
And see two angels lying sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain.
And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus.
Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away.
Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, your master.
Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. May God add his blessing to this wonderful portion of his precious word.